This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
You know, I actually thought that Yisrael Fisher would be already joining us from Tannersville. I wonder where he is. Usually by now he's joining us. So Shelley, we should check up on him and see what's going on. We are dedicated by Yisrael Fisher, Lila Nishmas Basi Bas Rabbit Shalom Ben Avram Alevi, Peril Bas Ruvain. Also, Lila Nishmas Dov Ben Chaim Lefur Shalem Fel Yomosh Mechai Sor Yaakov Ben Bas Yileh for the Skos of Avram Yom Ben Shmei Malki Yehudis. We learn, sponsored by Yoel Klugman and family, Rufu Shalema for Hinda Baschai Sara Chana Bas Shashabina, for Rifka Bas Shivalei, Mayishmei Ben Estefadli, Yitzu Ben Tzimad Dusha, Mea Ben Chai Sara. You should have Rufu Shalema, B'Sai Shar Chali Yisrael. Now here, Kisui Keni Shel Matchis, the cover of a pot of metal, She'asa by Mara, that you made it into, you polished it highly, and made it double as a mirror. Rabbi Yehuda Matar, Rabbi Yehuda says, since it's not its primary function, it's Torah. The Chacham Matam, the Chacham say that since you could use it independently as a mirror, it's Mekabel Toma. Mara Shenishbara, if a mirror broke into pieces, im eina mara es reiv upon him, if the piece is not big enough for a woman to see the majority of her face, it's not a keli and it's tahayra. Boy, that's a much easier Mishnah than the Mishnayos we had last night. Okay, now, this Mishnah is a little bit written in cryptic fashion. Let me talk about it a little bit outside before we learn the words inside. We know that we learned that if a keli is tameh, and it breaks. So once it breaks, the tumah goes off. Because it could only be tummy when it's a utensil. But we said when you repair it, the tumah comes back. Now, our Mishnah is learning, according to the opinion, that this is only by corpse contamination. That which they say, that if it was a keli, it was tummy, it breaks, and then you fix it, the original tumah returns, is only by the severe tumah of corpse contamination, tmei meis. Now we know the purification of a tmei meis, something that's tummy by a meis, entails, we just learned it about the paraduma, the red cow, entails that you sprinkle upon it water with the ash of the paraduma on the third and the seventh day. Here's an interesting thing now. You had a keli that had corpse contamination. It broke. Before it broke, you sprinkled it on the third day. Then it broke. Then you fixed it. The tumah comes back. One opinion holds it's enough to sprinkle it again on that same day, and it's tar. Now everybody will say incredulously, what are you talking about? It needs to be the third and the seventh day. How can you do it twice on the third day? The answer is that really tumah doesn't come back. Why did they say tumah comes back? Because they were afraid that if you have something as corpse contamination, instead of trying to get a hold of the mechatas, the water with the ash of the paraduma, and drink it on the third and seventh day, you'll just break it, make a hole in it, and then fix it. And then the law of paraduma will be forgotten. So therefore they say that the tumah comes back. But since it's only a derabbanan, they said, you know what, when it comes back, you could sprinkle it the second time on that same day. Because there was an interruption, because it broke, and it was fixed. That's one opinion. Let's see it inside. Klei matkes mitamin, a klei metal keli, can become tamei, umitarin shvurin. And when it breaks, and you fix it, you could do the second sprinkling on that same day. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua Aimer, no, ain't a mitamin ela shleimin. In other words, if you sprinkle it on the third day, when you fix it, you have to wait another 4 days, and sprinkle it again on the seventh day. Now, you would never know that that's what it means if I didn't give you that whole preface. But now the Mishnah makes it a little clearer. Ketzad, here's Alein, if you sprinkled, it got corpse contamination, and you sprinkled it on the third day, and Nishper Abay Bayayim, it broke on that day. Hetichon, you smelted it down and remade it. The Chazer V'hiz Alein Shein is Bay Bayayim, and then you sprinkled the second time that day. Hari Elu Tahayim, it works. Give Rebbe Eliezer. He says that's enough, since the whole thing is only Drabanan anyway. Rabbi Yeshua Aimer, no, you can't sprinkle it on the same day. You have to wait 4 days to the seventh day. You have to do it on the third day, on the seventh day, even by a rabbinical tuma. This Mishnah was worded very, very cryptically. As always, we thank you tremendously for joining us. Again, thank you to Gedalia for setting up the shiur for everybody. And everybody should have a wonderful evening.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.